morning and welcome to the Landlords on Radio, an intersection of marketing, resource and advocacy for the real estate and construction industries in Nigeria, building construction especially, while online, in print and right here on radio. Many thanks for staying with us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Now it's the Landlords at One Plot of Land. At One Plot of Land, one word, on Twitter. Our Facebook page is The Landlords, with the logo, a black house, with The Landlords written on it. Thank you, as you like, and follow us. We'd like to welcome one of our landlords, MD CEO, Winchester Group, Mr. Adeji Karim, back to the country. We are looking forward to having you back on radio with us and conclude with the Young Investor series in the coming weeks as discussed. Many, many thanks to our landlord sponsors and resource persons. We appreciate you all. We are continuing in our Ibadan Real Estate Market Guide series to be part of our overview with High Chief Francis Aimaku of Francis Aimaku & Co. That will take the air shortly. You can watch him live on The Landlords on our Facebook page. That's The Landlords page with a black logo, like I said, a house in it. A house with the inscription of The Landlords, your best offer yet in it. You should be able to recognize it. You can also listen using the Beat FM Nigeria app. Download the app from the Play Store and choose Beat FM Ibadan. If you are yet to download the Beat FM Nigeria app, you should do so. Series of content that you love. Music, news, and other lifestyle stuff you just love. Trust me. I caught up with ingenious and strategic real estate investor Olalabi, the brain behind The Lime, one of the anchor tenants with a prominent retail property investor in Southwest Nigeria. We talked about his motivation for investing in the state's commercial real estate sector and more. Here comes. I'll be right back afterwards. Don't go away.
And a supermarket, but that's on the other side. But on this side of the mall is a lounge restaurant, and it's just an avenue to provide a different type of experience to the state.
Yeah, you were telling us about the parking space. Yeah. This is right in the center of one of the busiest parts of IB. Yeah. How are you going to, you know, get this going? Especially parking, security, eventually when it's off the ground.
Okay. So in total, like I mentioned earlier on, we have an underground parking space that will take up to 60 vehicles. And in the entire compound, we have a space that will occupy 115 cars. And we still have some space outside the compound as well that can take spaces. We have the combined security team. We have a Motecon, we have the military, and then we have the mobile policemen as well. And then we have private securities as well. So for us, you know, this is security is paramount. And I can tell you that this is probably going to be one of the spots in Ghana that has the highest level of security team.
Yeah, what about power? A lot of people are concerned about power, especially now that you're just starting out with this.
So we have a direct line, which gives us a guaranteed almost, 22 hours electricity. So most of the time we'll have electricity here, because we have, like I said, a direct supply. And apart from that, we have a backup, units of generators, here. Power is never going to be a problem.
Well, this is huge.
Yeah.
Then why did you choose Ibadan? Could have been anywhere else, Abuja, Botafo. Why did you choose Ibadan?
Yeah. Okay, so me, I'm an advocate of development in this state. I'm from here, I'm from Ibadan. And for me, it is very important that, we that are striving to, to invest in our own states and promote, tourism in our states and also promote development in our states. I mean, doing something like this will also trigger or encourage other people to want to do such. It's a big risk, as you can see, but I know it's going to be a risk that is worth it. And also the people there deserves it.
You're not concerned about your ROI when you're going to be getting your yield in terms of investment. How long do you think it will take for you to recoup?
So, I mean, I always believe in, you know, I'm a risk taker, you know, and I know that, you know, in as much as you're looking at it like, wow, why do this in Nevada? Do you have the markets in Nevada? I think you have the markets in Nevada. There's a lot of people that would love things like this, that would love the space like this. They don't usually go out because they don't see a space like this. So at least this will trigger them to want to come out and spend their money. So we believe we're going to make that money.
You know you're going to make your money, right? Yeah. Where else do you think you'll be taking this? In Nigeria, Africa, and the world?
In Nevada.
Another one. Apart from Ibadan, you have like three already in Ibadan.
Yeah.
You're going to have one more.
I mean, for now what we're doing is we're focusing on this. You know, whatever comes in the future will come.
One step at a time.
Yeah, but the more you're talking about making returns, for us at least we want to be, you know, the 1% of 1%, you know, where, you know, even the governor can think he wants to come out and it comes out. And a lot of big business, you know, tycoons in Ibadan that wants to come out. Someone like you as well that wants to come out. So yeah, it's, you know, it's more of focusing on what we have now and developing on this. And there's a lot to expand in this space as well. You know, there's a lot to still incorporate. There's a lot of changes and innovations that can come out of this same space. So we'll focus on this for now.
So not like you're looking to expand to include other aspects of hospitality, like adding more rooms to it,
yes,
and stuff like that. Maybe a full fledged hotel, or you want to just stick with malls.
For now, the focus will be this, and then, you know, like I
said, one step at a time.
Yeah, and then we just try and see that we make money back from this, and then, you know, at that time we'll think of what we need to do.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
You are listening to The Landlords, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. For your brand promotions, ad placements, live appearances, and other inquiries, please contact 091-575-70635. 091-575-70635.
Sites with Ola Alabi of the Lime, anchor tenants with a major retail real estate investor in Oyo State and then Southwest, as a matter of fact. We should be having him live to talk about these things extensively, commercially, in the coming weeks. Joining me live now is Mr. Francis Aimaku of Francis Aimaku & Co. We started talking last week about commercial real estate in the city. We had the A part was interesting. We're now going to be concluding this with the B part. Thank you for joining us on The Landlords this morning, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for taking our time to be with us. We appreciate your resource. Don't forget, you can watch Mr. Francis Aimaku live on The Landlords. The Landlords, you see the building, you see the logo, you see it. And you can watch him live and probably drop your comments. You might not be able to take that now, but we'll pass your message across to him. Don't forget to tell your friends to listen online, download the BTFM Nigeria application and choose BTFM Ibadan. You can also, you know, via that means listen to the BTFM anywhere in the world. Now, you and I were talking, Mr. Francis, about retail property. It appears lucrative in the state with, I mean, a retail property investor can have multiple anchor tenants who already have established brands come join, you know, as tenants even before they start. Even from the point of building, so I think it's looking good, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, it is. Sincerely speaking, it is. You know, when Ibadan started opening up, I told a colleague of mine that we are going to have a lot of retail outlets in Ibadan, most especially when the big malls came up in Dugbe and Ring Road. I knew definitely that something like that was going to come up. At least I know of a retail outlet that has four or five places in Ibadan, and they are still expanding. Wow. So retail generally now is looking very, very good. Very, very good. Very, very good. Mm. Virtually all the major roads in Ibadan has been taken over by retail,
real estate investors,
shopping malls, you know, and these shopping malls, you have a lot of things going on there.
Yes.
You have lounges, you have cinemas, you have salons, you have supermarkets, you have pharmacy. These are things that sell on a daily basis. People need to go to shopping malls.
So people invest there,
will get they will get their money back, because people will go to supermarkets, people will buy drugs, people will buy so many things from a retail mall. People will go out to come and relax, you know. That's why you have lounge in virtually all the retail outlets.
Even for the A-class office types too, I think that, you know, that's doing well. We talked about that, especially ones that can be situated near the CBD, at the Central Business District or other business districts.
I have somebody coming up with a walk-in office. A walk-in office in the sense that you don't have to bring your furniture, you don't have to bring your system, your computers or anything. All you need everything is there for you to work with. Furniture,
we'd like to partner with them. When they're almost ready, let us know.
I'll talk to him and I will definitely link you up with him.
Just to save time of, you know, downtime of... You don't have money to tie down, so you need... the market. You and I were talking about the market here in Ibadan, how it is saturated. Properties here and there, so you need to be on top. Let me put it that way.
You see, the thing is that the property business in Ibadan, generally, is saturated. Fine. Mm. But when you have a high class, somebody that knows what he or she is doing in terms of investing in real estate, and you are coming up with a quality. Quality speaks volume. So you definitely get your money back when you are giving the public something that they can work with. It pays better, because if I'm building a shopping mall and I have all the amenities, most especially security,
power,
water, you know, ample space for parking and so on, you are giving people what they actually want, you know. And in terms of residential, you need to give them high quality structure with impeccable finishing in terms of sanitaries, electricals, and so on, then accessibility. You'll be able to get your money back.
What about mixed use, where you have both residential and different types of commercial in a luxury type building? You know, we don't have so much of that now.
In Lagos, you have something like that,
yes,
combined.
But do you think that will thrive in Ibadan?
To be very candid with you, I don't see it thriving in Ibadan, because Ibadan tenants, they like privacy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Lagos tenants don't care about privacy. What they are concerned about is where to go in every night to go and lay my head and sleep after the whole hustle and bustle of Lagos. But in Ibadan, an average tenant in Ibadan likes privacy. They don't want anybody knowing what I'm doing. They don't want anybody disturbing
me. But you can still have buildings that will cater to the privacy of tenants. You know, maybe different exit or
except you are putting up a structure whereby you are dividing the land. On your right, you have structures for commercial purpose. On your left, you have structure for residential.
It has to be strategic.
It has to be strategic, you know, for you to achieve such a thing. But generally, in Ibadan, the only places I've seen it is where you have people giving out a whole building. Like I said last week, that gone are the days where people will come and build bogus houses, unlike before. So when you have such structures, people tend to divide it into two by creating whole residential and commercial, but in a very strategic place. But it can't be shopping mall, it will be office.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be for shopping mall, it can't be for supermarkets and so on. It has to be for corporate office, which you know that by 6-7 the office is closed, the residential people will not be disturbed and so on. Fine, that is better.
What about industrial real estate? You said it was a thing here in Ibadan at a point. But it looks like it's not the warehouses and what have you.
The economy actually affected that sector, and I can explain to you.
Please do.
The economy of Nigeria is a good economy to invest in. But what is affecting us in Nigeria is the different policies that government keeps coming up with. So it's always scaring away investors. Years ago, I won't mention company name, but there was this company that came into Ibadan and wanted to acquire virtually all the warehouses very close to where they were putting up their factory. With time, they were able to build up their own warehouses, thereby
leaving those that was leased out to them in town. But they still maintain majority of those warehouses in town for storage system. You know, when you have a good company, there's no way they will not need warehouses. They will need so that for storage, for most especially for storage. Then you can see that small scale businesses go after warehouses where they can do pure water, nylon production, in all those kind of small scale industrial businesses. They need warehouses. You know,
So even for heavy manufacturing to light assembly, I think it has to do with the economy and the issue of insecurity. All of those things affected that segment.
Yes, you know, insecurity.
But do you think I've been revamped? Do you think if I invest in setting up warehouses or properties that can be used for light assembly manufacturing, do you think there'll be good returns?
There will be if the
in good time without having to just
there will be if the if the down. Policy and the security issue is properly addressed, because the problem that is affecting the industrial sector of the real estate is the fact that you bring in policy A today, before you know it, you are changing it to policy C, you're changing it to policy H. So it's always carrying investors away from this kind of sector. But I can tell you that with the banks, I think they are helping out with the small-scale industrial
In terms of mortgage financing.
In terms of mortgage financing and so on, because I know of a lot of my friends who are into different small-scale production, and they are being financed by some banks. You know, so if the banks are ready to help, you will see a lot of people going into the small-scale industrial estate. You know, so you have a lot of people giving out their warehouses and
spaces for manufacturing
and so on.
Because I have seen properties like that are being up for sale for years, even running into a decade now, because of the cost and then the viability of even doing business in the country. You know, I think you're right. You're very right.
If you remember, we used to have a bottling company along Lagos Ibadan Expressway. Very popular bottling company those days. Is the insecurity and the policy that drove such company away. And the factory is there, moribund, and they are looking for people to buy.
So that's why you find out that investors are concentrating on the housing segment.
Yes, yes.
Which is now, you have some...
you have so many places like, people are putting on different estates and structures.
So they're not looking at others.
No, nobody's looking at putting up a warehouse anymore. It is the ones that have been there over the years that are still being managed by the small-scale industry and so on.
What about high-end homes? How are they doing in the market? Looks like people are all out now for affordable. So if you want to invest in real estate, especially here in Ibadan, you should, as you're considering housing, then you want to make it affordable. But the challenge now is, how do you combine affordability with quality, with luxury? How is that possible? Because I know one or two persons who have invested heavily in the high-end homes, the luxury segment.
Now, you're talking about the apartment?
Yes, houses.
Well,
yes,
you see, when you are talking about such, I told somebody yesterday, I said, when you are building, these days, I said it last week, nobody is ready to start constructing a six-bedroom, five-bedroom flat, duplex, or bungalows anymore. The best option for you so they can get your money back is to build quality in terms of small apartments.
But it can be small and expensive.
Small and, it can be small. See, how we pay
because
for...
Because the price is
I'll pay for
easy.
Quality. Most important thing is quality. Quality. I keep telling people, quality. Like myself, I'm into
sure
construction.
People around here will pay for quality? You have a duplex that I say 120 million. It's the same.
I have a duplex which I want to give out. I want to give out for.
People will be asking you,
3.5.
Why should I go when I can get something for 75 million? Why will I go for something that is 120? What did you put? They will ask you, what did you construct your own building with?
It depends. I have a client that we actually imported virtually all the sanitaries and the towels that we use in constructing, and we are selling for 180 million.
What's the
it's actually a four bedroom
duplex,
detached duplex.
Land size is what?
620 square meter.
Here in Bodija or
here
state?
In Jericho.
Jericho.
Mm-hmm. You know, so for 180 million, I think we are going to get a good price, because what we used is virtually everything is virtually imported.
But you don't think that will be slower than, you know, when you say like...
We've gotten different offers. So we're looking at the best offer. We're also trying to calculate how much we've invested in the building. Mm. You know, I know it's expensive, but
so you think that luxury homes too will do well?
No, they are doing well. Generally, they are doing well if the investor is using quality materials. Some don't use quality materials. If you buy some today, before you know it, you start having plumbing problems, issues. You start having electrical issues and so on. There are some cables that you don't use for construction. Totally, you don't even go near them. The same thing with sanitary and so on. So constructing such for investment, if you're investing and whoever wants to come and buy or lease comes there to see quality, they'll be glad to pay.
Mm.
They'll be glad to pay. But when I come down, I see substandard.
Now, do you think that joint ventures are succeeding in the state? Are people open to the idea? Different types of joint ventures?
JV, say, JV, land, JV, JV,
you come
JV,
and
JV,
build
JV,
and
JV,
stuff.
JV, I've never been a supporter of JV. And I will explain to you. I've had my own bad experience with JV, so I don't really bother myself with JV. Joint venture is profitable in industrial and big economic states like Lagos, but not Ibadan here. Ibadan, we are just catching up. We're just catching up. And if you look at Ibadan very well, most of the estates you are seeing are not really being done by Ibadan investors. Majority of them are from Lagos.
Yes.
I can tell you that 75% of them are from Lagos. I know why they are in Ibadan, because there is no good space in Lagos anymore. But it's a welcoming development because it has opened Ibadan very well.
But do you think that the government, the state government especially here in Oyo State, is doing enough to attract investors into the real estate market, if I may?
It's the policy that will determine how you attract an investor to come.
What about infrastructure?
You know,
I was talking with some people yesterday, investors who said that Ring Road, for instance, government should do more to give the outer part of Ring Road a better appearance.
You're looking at the
infrastructure,
in terms of road, good road,
everything.
And so on. Yes, yeah, good road, fine. But I said it, I think, the last week. I said, by the time we are done with the Ibadan Circular Road, Ibadan will be a different thing entirely. Roads attract investment in all sectors. Roads, good roads. That's why farmers are always agitating that they should come and fix the road leading to the farms. Once you fix those roads, the produce coming from the farm will not be as expensive as it is today. Because that road is good. So the truck coming will not complain of, I will burn more diesel because I have to keep slowing down, or my tire will get issues and so on. If you have good roads, you have people coming in to invest. Accessibility is very key to real estate. When they were doing Ide-Akpe Akubo Road, some people were cursing the government. Some
but now
people
prices
were crying.
Of houses that would have gone up.
I have some people that had to sell off their properties there because they felt that this government will not finish this road in the next 15 years. But look at it now. The road is there. Nobody is cursing the government anymore. Everybody is praising the government.
Mm.
And the next section, which I told somebody yesterday, no, 2 days ago, I said, look, let's get some cash and go and invest in Olondaba.
What about aesthetics? You know, environmental signages and all of those things, pavement, sidewalk, all of those things are, you know, not existing in major parts of Nigeria, even in this century. And you're wondering why. You know, some of us are of the opinion, and I don't know what you think about that, that the government should have like a model city that will be green, that will have ICT infrastructure, that will have all of those things. Even
I think
if it's
Lagos
just
is
a local government or something.
Lagos is,
you know,
doing great in terms of this.
Oyo State can follow suit.
Yeah, Oyo State will. It's a gradual process. If you notice about government in Nigeria, each state will always want to see what the other one is doing so that they can copy.
Mm.
Everybody wants to
like a model, like a model.
What
city.
They need to do, what they need to do is to have a committee or a body that can look into that. Because if you turn this Ibadan to a model city, a lot of people will come in to invest.
It will be easier to attract.
It will be easier to attract investors, you know, to come in. You know, let the major city look attractive. Not by only putting only street lights. We can put
It's like
walkways,
it's basic, to be honest.
Flowers and so on. That's
aesthetics.
Why I say that Lagos is really trying its best in terms of.
In summary, as we end our Ibadan real estate market guide with you, can you just tell us, any investor out there who wants to invest in Oyo State in Ibadan, where they should be looking at for quick yield?
For me, if you are coming into Ibadan to invest, let's look at not the major city anymore. Let's look at the outer part of the city. The city is already choked. We can develop the outer part of Ibadan, you know, to make it more attractive and so on. Because with the circular road, a lot of things will happen outside Ibadan. Mm. I'm an advocacy of the fact that we need to invest not only in the city, but outside the city.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mr. Francis. Haimaku, for coming on The Landlords. We appreciate you. We appreciate all our landlords, our sponsors. We're waiting to have you back on with us. It's
thank
been a
you
long
very
break.
Much.
We need to come back. Thank you. And I hope you're watching on The Landlords Facebook page. Well, you can still catch playbacks on www.emetrocopy.com/The Landlords. Be there. OnePlus signing out on behalf of my colleague, Toba Yusuf. I wish you a pleasant Tuesday. Join us again next time. Take care.